1.
ערב טוב רבותיי.
Yeah, this time next week a lot of us will probably not be aware of our surroundings. But yeah.
Does Rabbi only take a sip and then pass out?
Wait, מחר, מניינה. וזאת השם, מחר, that's a big, big zah. Exactly, yeah. מחר, וזאת השם, we'll go through all the שיטות of the poskim, and not drashot and vorts, שם מאוד יפה, but we'll say, ממש לפי הלכה. Yeah, so we'll get there tomorrow, וזאת השם. We are, in שער השני, שער התשובה, page למד, אות וו, all the way on the bottom. So that's what we're holding. או מעניין הדרך הזה אשר זכרנו התשובה ביום המוות. We're speaking about... Oh, actually we did this. I'm sorry. We're on page Lamed Aleph Ot Tet on the bottom. That's exactly where we are. We're talking about the benefits of being chozer b'tshuva on a person's last day on the earth and in his old age. Like you spoke about last time, you know, it's not necessarily the best form of teshuva, but it's certainly better than nothing. Mamash, the bottom paragraph on Lamed Aleph, ve'ineh anashim tzaddikim v'yisharim b'libotam she'aga lahem kallavi tamid b'machshevotam ve'inhamu al chata'ehem k'nahamat yam.
There are people who are tzaddikim, real righteous people in their hearts, and their sins roar to them, mamash, like a lion. It's always on their mind. ve'al asher kasor kasera yadam me'avodat Hashem. Always on their mind is their shortcomings in Avodat Hashem. Ki al ze yifsha gever v'yirba ashma kmo al averot hachamurot. Yeah, many times people look at even the smallest sins like they're huge things. Ka'inyan she'amru rabotanu zechon lebracha, v'yiter hakadosh baruch hu al avodah zara, gilui arayot v'an shvichut damim, v'lo v'yiter la'avon bitul Torah. Yeah, he says, sometimes we find hakadosh baruch hu making a big deal about something that may seemingly be something very small. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the avonot of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot Shefichut Damim, the worst avonot, he let that go. But when it came to Bitul Torah, Hashem struck. Which means, you know, it seems in our eyes that Bitul Torah should pale in comparison to the Gimel Avodot Chamurot. And yet, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really got upset about. Baruch Atah Adonai, Elohim HaMelech HaOlam,
Shehakol Nihyeh Medvaro.
He was upset at it,
or he was?
He was, yes. Meaning he was upset, but he let it go. And he says, he explains, אף כי מלאו רע האנשים אשר עיקר מחשבותיהם מעשיהם על חפצי גופם ועבלי זמנם. Even though the evil of people who are just concerned about their physical body and their, you know, their materialistic pursuits, as bad as that is, ופסוד היראה אל תבוא נפשם, ולהשתונן כליותם עליה אל תחד כבודם ומשקיעות לבבם וחדרם ומשקיעותם לעיתים מזומנים, ולא ייתנו חלק לתורה בעסקיהם.
As a result, what do you think? People who are all interested in their materialistic pursuits make time for Torah? מה פתאום? Everything, all day long they're thinking about money, food, כבוד, cars, bank accounts, always, you know, their minds always rolling. I said this a different time, but you have to realize, you know, it used to be, back when I was a kid, there was something called business hours. You know, 9 to 5, 8 to 6, nachon? Business hours. Nigmar. No such thing anymore as business hours. Business hours are 24/7. Now it's normal to text a person, to call a person 3 in the morning, because I have to make it, I'm not talking about where he's in a different time zone. I'm talking about where you're in the same time zone and it's 3 in the morning. You have to send him a text. Tagili, te ishtagata? You normal? What are you doing? Go to sleep. Wake up in the morning. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no such thing anymore because people are just so consumed by this materialism that chaval al hazman. Now he says, "Ve'lo yitnu chelek la'Torah be'iskehim." They don't even throw the Torah a bone. I'm too busy for you right now. ומקרב ליבם עבד חשבון על נפשם כי גוי עובד עצות המה וכמה הם במדרגה התחתונה. How low are they in spiritual level? You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let other things go, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shefichut Damim. When it comes to Bitul Torah, Hashem strikes back. And these people, garnished, lo echpat lahem. One time I spoke to a person. I asked him, how come, you know, a person I know, how come you don't come, you don't get a chavruta, shiurim, you know, be koveaitim la Torah. Be a mensch. You know what I'm saying? Be part of being a mensch, part of being shomer Torah mitzvot, is your koveaitim la Torah. make, even if you're a working person, you have to be kovei aitim, you have to set times for Torah study every day. Why don't you do that? So he says, Rebbe, I'll tell you the truth. He says, I'm ADHD. Right? That's the miracle diagnosis for everybody in this generation. Right? That's, chas v'shalom, not to downplay for the people who have such a diagnosis. But I'm saying everybody pulls that card, because once you say that, he's patur mikol mitzvot. No, there's not. You can't tell. I'm ADD. I see this guy one time. Not that I do it much, but I happen to have been out at a restaurant. A certain restaurant for an event or an occasion, I remember. And I remember watching this guy intently. And I don't have patience. I bring sfarim wherever I go. But I'm watching this guy. He's sitting there for hours and hours. 1 hour, 2 hours, three, four. The clock is ticking. And he's sitting, eating, schmoozing, doesn't lose focus for even a second, Mr. ADHD. You know what I'm saying? Not 1 second. I look at him the other day, I said, what happened? What? You know, did you overdose on your pills today? What happened that you were so hyper-focused in the restaurant? He says, no, that's, you know, it's different. I said, let me tell you why it's different. I told him, you know, in a loving way. ADHD, some people only apply to things that don't really interest them. But the things that really interest them, they can stay focused and they can stay in one spot and not move and not blink for hours on end. Yeah? If a person really realized the chashivut of the Torah Kedosha, wouldn't leave it for even a moment. I remember Maran Zichrono Berachah, Alav Shalom, he was, every time, even important things, you know, like when people came to speak to him and stuff, like even very important people. I'm not even talking about politicians. I'm talking about Gdolei Olam and stuff. So sometimes Gabbai would tap him and say, Arav Ploni came to speak to you, whatever. And sometimes you would see, like, he knows he has to turn his head and look to the person and speak to him, whatever. But it was, like, hard for him to rip his face out of the sefer. You know, like, maybe another 1 second. Sometimes I saw it also a bunch of times. People, important people, came to speak to him. Says, "Tagilo she'achzor machar." Mamash kacha. Important people, is politicians also, prime minister, kvodo, rosh hamimshala nitza, she'achake. It's not chas v'shalom that he was trying to be. You know, it was his love of the Torah. He could not mamash. He was inseparable from the Torah kedusha. To pull him out is like you pull a fish out of water and it starts to, you know, shake and flutter and stuff like that. It was like that, mamash. That's the Kim Chayin V'Orachemenu. Not everybody's on that madriga. But everybody should be on a madriga that you can at least realize the how wonderful the Torah Kedosha is. Even if a person can't learn all day long. But at least to be Kovei Aitim. And there's people like that. There's plenty of working folks. They have Chavrutot and Shiurim in the morning and evening. And even the office, if it's a slow day or whatever it is, or during their lunch break, take a sefer, take a dvar musar, tilmad mashu, to show that the Torah is the ikar. You know what how do you know in life what a person really prioritizes? How can you know? People do a lot of things in life. People have a lot of activities. How do you know what's really the main focus of his life? What he's turning to when he has spare time. When he has a moment of spare time, where does he turn? Most people go where? To their phones. That's because their phones are their life. But a person who has a spare moment, okay, you know what? I'm waiting a few minutes before my next meeting or appointment or whatever it is. Let me take a sefer, or do a little shnai mikra v'chat targum, or do a little, you know, read a mishnah, learn something on parashat ha-shavua, something. That means his ikar. Yeah, nachon, parnasa, you have to make parnasa melasot, but his ikar b'chayim is the Torah Kedosha. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks like. That's what the Rabbi Yonah is saying over here. And he writes, v'amru rabotein zichon v'racha, ben shishim lazikna, ben shiv'im laseva. So 60 is considered old age. We're in the middle of page lamed bit. Ben shiv'im laseva, ben shmonim ligvurot, ben tish'im lashuach, it should say, ben me'a ki'ilu met ve'avar uvatel min ha'olam. V'ayta kabanatam zichon v'racha. You ever wonder, when you read this Mishnah, what did they mean? Yeah? And it doesn't start from 60. You know that. It starts from, what does the Mishnah start from? 5. Ben chamesh shanim lamikra, ben aeser lamishnah, ben shlosh esrei la talmud, ben shmona esrei lachupa.
Yeah, but that Ma'amar Chazal got lost somewhere. You know, got lost. You know, okay, it's a longer discussion, but we'll talk about it Bezat Hashem one time. Yeah, Ma'amar, what do you mean?
That we say every Shavuot of Shabbat,
it's not a stira because over there that means by most people. This is talking about minority of people make it to 90, even less than that make it to 100, and almost nobody makes it to 120. But that the Mishnah does not only that, the Mishnah says once you make it to 100, you're already like that. Nobody looks at you anymore. Rabbeinu Avraham ibn Ezra, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, that the Rambam commanded his son Rabbeinu Avraham to learn the Torah of Rabbeinu Avraham ibn Ezra. Is an unbelievable gaon, and part of his gadlut b'Torah was that he made a lot of poems. You know that a lot of piyutim lefi Torah. One of the poems that he writes that are recited by Syrians on Yom Kippur is that he writes the different journeys that a person has during life and what happens during different ages, and he says and when I get to 70 or 80, I'm already a burden on my children, and nobody's looking at me anymore. And then when I get to 90, it's just like I'm not there, and everybody. You're right, mamash kacha. Why do you think David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim? You think he was joking when he said, "Al tashlicheni le'ed zikna kichlot kochi al ta'azveni"? You know, kind of a I don't know what word to say in Persian, but nebuch. You know what nebuch is? Like to get to zikna and to a situation where a person is not in full. You know, he's not in control of his capacities and you need help. You know what it means to be reliant on other people? Such a terrible feeling to need other people. Ugh. And then people have your children. You're going to see one day, you know, everybody thinks their children love them so much. And just like we give to our children are going to give back to us. That's everybody's dream. Chevre, doesn't always happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the Teva, Ba'olam, he made parents give to the children. That's the way it works. That's what we love. That's what we love to do. But it doesn't work that the same way the other way. You know, sometimes we just become a nuisance, a burden to our children. And many of us end up in, going to put us in nursing homes and all sorts of care centers. And Yodama, by the way, Kibud Avayim dictates that if you can, Matov Man Na'im, take. You know what's interesting? You know who usually does that? Most? Girls. Girls are much more accepting of their parents when they get older into their own homes than men. Because men have to deal with their wives. Yeah. And sometimes the wife, she doesn't like it, she does like it. That's a different story. But the girl, if a woman says, "I want to take my parents in and show them kibud avayim," the husband can't say anything. Now it's a big zechut to get to such an age and to live with your children. Ze gadol me'od. But for many people, it doesn't happen. Rabbeinu Avraham ibn Ezra says, I became a nuisance to my children and nobody looks at me anymore. Sometimes getting to such an advanced age is not necessarily such a big bracha. You know that? People think, long life, long life. Yeah, what are you going to do with your long life? Ma'achshav. Yeah. Again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the life, so we have to use every day, la'avodato yitbarach. But Don't make no mistakes, you know what I'm saying? Don't get your hopes up that it's going to be peachy creamy and you're going to be running marathons at 100. You know what I'm saying? That's not what's happening. Yeah, weiter. Mea ve'asim is a bracha yafa. If you can make it to Mea ve'asim like Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, lo chahata aino ve'lo nas lecho, mamash Moshe Rabbeinu at 120 years old was gibor chai and strong, healthy. You know, with youthful, that's wonderful. But to get to Mea Ve'Esrim, to be like a garlic peel, like a mushroom, ma'asinu. Now.
What's the point of God allowing
him
to be alive?
Who?
The guy that isn't real,
that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. That we don't know. But Hashem wants him to still be here. And that's why, like the Gemara says, at zibula batraita, mamash, until a person's last breath, is there a difference? Let's say a person, let's say it's halachically, I'm not getting into the halachics right now, but halachically in a situation where it would be asur to stop life support for a certain patient. Say, no, yalla, he's already 80, 90, v'zeh, nigmar, tach, you pull it. Are you any less of a murderer? Ma pitom, ze shofech damim, ze chayav mita. Why? Because it's really every moment of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us is a gift. It's an immeasurable gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if you can't do anything, being alive, even when a person, Chas V'Shalom, is in a coma and he can't move and he can't, just being alive is a Ritzonoit Barach. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Not to say that there aren't situations in Halacha. Obviously, we're talking about Mamash Dinei Nefashot, which needs Moreh Hora'a Muvhak to make these calls. Sometimes it is mutar, not to chas v'shalom end a life, but sometimes not to prolong a life. There are situations like that in halakha, but not getting into that now. But to chas v'shalom end a life, because who are we to judge? Yeah, his life is not productive anymore. Miyata bichlam. What are you saying? His life is productive, his life is not productive. What are you talking about? Yeah.
I know you said you want to get into this, but very quickly. The person who chas v'shalom gets cancer,
yeah.
Is he allowed to say, I don't want to get chemo?
Not necessarily.
And every case has its own situation.
Yeah, and especially because if the chemo will prolong his life,
yeah.
In spite of, you know,
chemo,
it has. Aval, it's mitzvah if a person can to prolong his life. Mitzvah. Now, as follows, he continues now and he says, "I'm bringing all this to show you the godel gadlut haTorah is a." You know, not everybody. David HaMelech prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shivti bevet Hashem kol imechayai, lachazot benom Hashem ulvakir bechalo, that to be able to stay in yeshiva and beis medrash all your life. Some people have the zechut, some people don't. Some people go out to work, some people go out, you know, to make careers and all sorts of things like that. But that doesn't mean that chas v'shalom, you give a get to the Torah kedoshah, ma pitum. The Torah is the ikar. Everything else is tafel, everything else is, okay, what do you... Don't forget, parnasa, career, all these things, it's just a curse. That's all it is. It's a curse of Adam HaRishon Manase. You have to do it because you have to do it. The Torah is the exact opposite. So if you have a choice to invest all of your kochot, or as much kochot as possible, in your klala or in your bracha, kim chayenu v'orechem en mamash, where you can invest it. Bevadai in the bracha. Ve'amru rabotenu zechom bracha. Oh, we're in the middle of this. Slicha. And he says, what's pshat in this Mishnah? V'ayta kavanatam zechon v'bracha b'devarim ha'ele le'azhir ala teshuvah. Why are you going through 60, 70, 80, 90, 100? The Chachamim in the Mishnah are saying, Alo, Baba, every time you reach one of these milestones, it's time for tshuva. You're 60, you're getting there. 70, Baba, tistakel. And it's not only it's not only every time you pass a decade. Every time you look in the mirror, you have another white hair. Every time you lose a little bit more hair, you have another wrinkle here, another aches and pains over there. What do you think those are? Those are all wake-up calls from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're still young, yeah? But, you know, one day you'll understand. I look back to my wedding album. It's a cause for tshuva. Everybody, not only me, but everybody had a lot more hair. Everybody had a lot blacker hair. Now everybody's, many of the people there are not here anymore. It's, you look back at these things, it's a wake-up call. That's what Chachamim were trying to tell us. Wake up. We live in life, and the Yetzer Hara is such a master con artist that he makes it seem like you're going to be here for, you're going to stay like this forever. You know what I'm saying? You ever heard of Ponce de Leon and the Fountain of Youth? What do you think, you're going to be like this forever? You're going to grow older and older, and Baruch Hashem, Bezat Hashem, you're going to have wives and children and mishpachot, vezeh, vezeh, ve'akol. But what? You're going to see. You're going to get older and you're not even going to notice it. Then you're going to start saying, I knew it was, your eyesight's not as good as it used to be. What happened? Hearing, yeah? And then you lose hair from the places where it's supposed to be. You start growing hair from places where it's not supposed to be. You know what I'm talking about? That's exactly what a Kadosh. These are all telltale signs of Tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, look, pay attention, ma ta'ose. And he says, "Im lo zachal la'asot kein bimei mechurotav." Hashem says, if you weren't zochet to do tshuva in your youth, at least look at these, you know, these reminders. V'acharei ki kareva lavo aito, ya'azov chefetzei haguf et ha'avotav, yitaken nafsho. People who are into the physical, the materialistic, Hashem forces them, as time goes on, to let go of it, and he forces them to look into the neshama. How? You're all into your body. The body starts deteriorating. What do you think? Yeah? 20, scientifically, 26 is your peak. You know that? There's scientific studies that after 26, you're on your way downhill. Huh? That's it. You passed your prime. That's it. Why? He's into his body and his clothes. Baba Jun, you're wrinkled like a prune. Matause. Look, wake up. Your body's disintegrating. Hashem forces us to look into the neshama. That's it. Yeah, people don't want to think about it. People want to think that they're going to be, you know, young forever, forever young, and, you know, young at heart and all of these things. It's great. But you know something? Don't lose sight of the main event, which is Olam Haba.
As a person gets older, he should naturally push away slowly but surely all of these materialistic pursuits and focus more and more on what really matters.
The more the years go by, focus less and less on worldly matters. ויתייחד תמיד להתבונן ביראת השם, focus on יראת שמיים, ולחשוב עם נפשו, ולתקן מידותיו, ולבקש תורה ומצוות. You know what's scary? There's plenty of people, and it's scary because in this generation it happens so much more. Death is usually attributed to old people, correct? It's usually... How many people do we know? How many times has it hit home? בר מינן לא ענינו ולא עליכם על שונאי ישראל ועזרת השם. But that death, from all sorts of reasons, happens to young people as well, for unexplained reasons. Nachon? Doesn't that make a person think about it? The Yetzer still says, yeah, but that's the mi'ut. You're going to live forever. You know, you're going to live forever. Yeah, death is only for old people. You're not old yet. You're a young person. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, look what's happening. Just these past few weeks in Yetzer, look, how many terrorist attacks. Young boys, two pairs of brothers in 2 weeks, Bar Minan. All sorts of crazy overdose things and illnesses, Bar Minan, and all sorts of things that even youngsters can go. Life is so fickle. Grab on, wake up before it's too late, says Rabbi Yonah.
ומה שאמרו, בין 90 לשוח, ומלשון ישפוך שיחו, which he says לסוח, which means לסוח בשדה, pray. כמו שפרשו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, יצחק תיקן תפילת המנחה.
What does it mean went out to speak in the field, to converse? Who is he conversing with?
Kadosh Baruch Hu, he prayed tefilat mincha. Ki achare shehigia le-tish'im, ra'ui lo lihiyot kol isko b'tfilot u'vitilot Hashem v'naseach b'niflaotam.
Spend all day in Torah mitzvot. Once you hit 90, there's nothing else to do. Where are you going to go at 90? What's left to do? Whatever you've done, you've done. And whatever you haven't done, you can't do anyway. So just focus on Torah mitzvot. Rabotai, it sounds a little depressing, but it's not. It's called emit. This is it. This is the emit la'amita. Bezat Hashem will continue on Thursday, and tomorrow night hope to see you for the grand finale for Hilchot Purim. Laila tov, Rabotai. Kol tov. Huh? Thursday launch.
Tomorrow night, yes.
Yes,
tomorrow night?
Yes.